Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck.
With your hosts, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome into the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune and The Score. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Danny boy, we are in the midst of mandatory mini camp, the final act before everybody gets to go home ahead of the actual stuff, which is training camp. How you doing, Danny boy?
I'm doing well. This is Wednesday morning. We're getting ready to go out to mini camp practice two today. I'm glad you will be out there today so we don't have to fine you for missing mandatory mini camp. So it'll be a good day for all of us.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Kyler Gordon and Colston Loveland and Luther Burden and TJ Edwards.
Yeah, I saw you over there on the stationary bike getting your quads loose.
Yeah, I couldn't be out there. I will, obviously, as Dan said, ahead of this Wednesday practice, I will have eyes on everything. But I am like, now my reporter questions antenna goes up, Nan. So I do want to ask you right off the bat about, like, no big deal on any of those, right? Are we still in that land of... No, we're not in that land of no big deal on those injuries.
I'm never in no big deal land with injuries to prominent players. I mean, like, for Burden, right? Like, this is a rookie who has now missed significant time in the spring on a time where you're trying to get on the runway and prove to this coaching staff what you can do and what your fit in this offense is going to be. We know that Ben Johnson has talked about trying to feel all this out in this period so that when they break next week and they start to get plans together for training camp, they start to have a more crystallized vision of who fits where. That's not going to be as crystallized as you want because Colston Loveland hasn't been on the field. We knew that going in. Luther Burden, now a setback after the draft, hasn't been on the field. Kyler Gordon, as we've talked about, has missed time in all three of his Bears seasons. I'm not sounding any alarm bells, but it's just never no big deal for me with guys who are injured at this time of year, because you've documented it many times of the ones that have suddenly lingered deep into August and you go, oh boy, like where's this headed? So it's on the keep an eye on column for me, is just keep an eye on all these guys and feeling out whether they can get anything done before we break for the summer.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good through veteran reporter's eyes, which I think I've achieved that status as well because of my own skepticism about these things. And it's not just because of like, damn, he's injured. Dan and I have seen this before, and we've gone through the litany of examples in the past where a player's progress gets retarded because of the fact that he is not there from the very beginning. Now, hopefully these guys are talented enough, and I'm talking specifically about Colston Loveland and Luther Burden, to catch up and get into whatever it is that Ben Johnson wants them to do, but it's worth being concerned over. Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards, coincidentally, I guess, both of the guys that got the contract extension suddenly have soft tissue issues. So hopefully those guys feel a little more comfort with those guys since they are indeed veterans, but definitely worth watching and examining. And especially, Dan, because, you know, it's a pretty big deal that the Bears drafted a tight end in the first round with their first overall pick this year.
They sure did, didn't they?
What's that?
They sure did, didn't they?
They did. They done did it. They went out there and drafted the tight end that nobody thought they were going to draft, and they did, and they believe in this guy, which, of course, has to naturally put somebody like Cole Kmet on alert because he is the incumbent. He was the guy that a couple years ago now, was paid $50 million. So, Dan, I'll just say that it seemed like it got to a place here. This is Cole Kmet's sixth year.
Yeah.
Life has been pretty comfortable for Cole Kmet in terms of job security. And I think some of that reason is because the Bears have been so bad. And he had, at least under the previous regimes, he stood out as like, look, the Poles regime was the one that decided to pay him the big money. And the yep. coaching staff loved him. He was his principal to a T. But this is the first time I feel like since he's been a Bear, since maybe his rookie year when he had Jimmy Graham here and we were all bitching that he wasn't getting on the field. Matt Nagy, why isn't he on the field? Where's Cole Kmet? It's the first year since then that I look at Cole Kmet and say, things could be different for him. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, well, I think it's important what Cole thinks going forward, and it's important what this coaching staff thinks. I think from the coaching staff perspective, and you heard a praise-filled endorsement of Kmet on Tuesday from Ben Johnson, just talking about how he goes about his business, how professional he is, how easy he is to coach and work with, that there is a connection forming. But to your point, when you use your headline pick of the 2025 draft to take another tight end for a guy that really only has one more year of guaranteed money in his contract, all of a sudden you start kind of looking over your shoulder and going, am I truly safe here? How do I fit? What is the vision that this new coaching staff has for me? And so I think Cole Kmet had understandable human nature anxiety after that draft pick was made in April, and he needed to hear some things. And so yesterday was the first time that we got to hear publicly from Cole since the draft, and I thought some of his sentiments and comments expressed were poignant. So let's take a listen to Cole talk about the drafting of Colson Loveland, and then we'll unpack a little bit of it on the back end.
What are your thoughts when the team drafts somebody a tight end at number 10 overall?
Yeah, I think at first like you're taken back a little bit, but I mean Ben was awesome about it in terms of calling me right away and kind of explaining the decision, and you know, from there you're just all on board on it, and you kind of understand their vision, and you know, you understand that there's going to be areas where we complement each other. And then there's obviously, just like in any position room, there's going to be areas where we compete for things, you know, and that's football, and that's how it should be. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited, you know, to not only push him and then for him to push me, and we're going to make each other better. And, you know, I think the goal with it is to, you know, become the best 12 tandem in the league and see where we can take it from there.
Can you share at all what Ben's message was to you in that call?
Yeah, well, I think just reassuring me of, you know, where I stood in their eyes and things like that. And, you know, we kind of had talked at length more about it later and kind of keep those things private. But I felt good about leaving the conversation. And, you know, I think whenever you meet somebody for the first time, you don't, you know, still getting to know Ben. And, you know, I don't know where he stands on me. And quite frankly, I don't know where I stand with him, like at that point, because you're just meeting somebody. And I think those are healthy conversations to have. And so you just kind of understand their vision and their expectations for you as a player. And because it's hard to come into work every day when you don't know your set expectations. And I think, you know, having those conversations kind of clear the air a little bit.
I thought that was good stuff, Grody. I think you hear from a veteran there who just wanted clarity. And I think he's achieved and attained some clarity from the coaching staff about what their expectations are, what their vision is. And now you've just got to acclimate to that, you know, and Cole's a professional. One of the reasons he got that extension from Ryan Poles and that front office is because they understand that he is going to be dependable. This is a guy that does not miss time due to injury. This is a guy that comes in every day and does his work. This is a guy who understands what the big picture team goals are and devotes himself to trying to play his part in achieving those. And so now it's just a new year and a new setup for Cole. And he's not, you know, new to new setups. This will be year six for Cole Kmet, and I think this will be his sixth play caller. I can't even count right off the top of my head the number of starting quarterbacks that he's played with. Like, change has been the constant for Cole Kmet, and this is a new form of change that he's going to have to get used to, but he's been used to this before, and so I don't have any reservations that he's not going to be able to handle this in a professional manner.
Yeah, it'll be change, and unfortunately for him, and maybe it equals winning, is some of the change could be at his expense, but in the good way, because in theory, this is the head coach who's going to get stuff straight as opposed to the predecessors. I mean, that ain't Gerald Everett coming in there to compete with him at the tight end. This is a guy in Colston Loveland who is going to, no matter how many damn practices he misses, no matter what it's looking like, he's going to get every opportunity to shine out there on the field. And Dan, quite frankly, give the Bears something that they just haven't had consistently with Cole Kmet, and that is another guy who can get open a lot
right,
and be a safety target. Like, Cole Kmet has had a nice moment. He had 719 yards in 2023, but that's by far the best season that he's had.
And let's be direct. The reason Colston Loveland is here is because the Bears saw a guy that can separate. They saw a guy who is a really, really natural pass catcher, and he has gifts in his skill set that Cole doesn't have. Like, that's not a knock on Cole Kmet. That's life in professional sports. And so they're going to find a way to use both of them. And they're going to try, as Cole said in that bite there, they're going to use them to complement each other at times. And at times they're going to say, hey, we need to see who does X better. We need to see who does Y better. And then we're going to lean on that guy who does it better to help us attain some offensive success.
Yeah, no doubt. Last thing I'll say, like, about that cut, and I know you've got another Cole Kmet cut that we're going to listen to, is that, you know, the initial call he took, just listening to the cut that you played for us, that he reassured Cole Kmet, okay, you're good. I like the fact that he then said that they had a long talk. They spoke at length. And here's the bottom line about Cole Kmet, is that even if Colston Loveland becomes the premier tight end, and I would have to think in theory that's what they're looking for, Cole Kmet cares. He cares about football, and he cares about being a Chicago Bear. That part hasn't gone away, and I still have to think that that's something that cannot be gone without speaking about how important football is to him, because we're always looking for those guys.
Right. Look, like, that's important to note, and you brought up two things there that are really relevant. Number one is the give-a-damn factor. The give-a-damn factor is off a chart for Cole, and it's been that way since the first day that he was walked into that building, whenever that was, during the weird offseason of 2020 in the COVID era. The other part of this, as you mentioned, is it's one thing to take a call on draft weekend that says, hey buddy, just wanted to let you know we're gonna, you know, we just took a tight end there, but you're good, and to hang up the phone after a brief call and be like, you know what, I'm not fully settled with that. I need to hear more. I need to say more. And then to have that follow-up conversation that then gives you a little bit more of a connection with the leader of your football team. Like, I thought it was very honest of Cole to say, look, like, your new coach comes in, you have no idea how they feel about you. And quite frankly, you don't know how you feel about them, you know? And like that's a bit of candid sincerity from Cole, and saying, like, I'm still feeling out what Ben is all about. And so in order to get on the same page, we have to have those conversations. And I think he called it a healthy conversation. You hope there's more of those for a lot of different guys. And in particular, in this case, as they try to set up this vision for this offense, because as you know, this is all about trying to take the Bears from a team that is complete afterthought in the NFC North into a team that can be consistently competitive. There's a path to doing so. Ben's got his vision for that, and the people that are on the train have to buy in.
Yeah, and for once, hopefully the new head coach and the fresh quarterback, it's not just a bunch of bluster, as it always looks like from a distance, like Aaron Rodgers talking recently, bitching about the Bears, as he does. But he's right. He's like, every year they got something they come in cooking with. They're always coming in hot with something. And then, he's been seeing it flop since close up, Dan, since Jay Cutler. I mean, that was the first one, right? Remember Jay Cutler and Aaron Rodgers, they're buddies, and they're both cool customers, and they're both on the who's better? Who's the better quarterback? Is it Jay Cutler? And then Jay, and then Mitch, and then Justin Fields and Caleb. And I didn't even name the coaches along the way. I don't know why I just went on that rant, Dan, but it just happened.
I had a conversation this week that ties into that about the idea that if Caleb doesn't become what Chicago thinks Caleb can become, and if he actually falls well short of that bar that has been set, like, you may find me in the fetal position under my cubicle at Halas Hall being like, I can't do this again. I can't do it anymore. Like, it's just, it's been too many times. So we'll see.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
See where that heads. I will say this as we get a little bit more thoughts and analysis from Cole Kmet on what he's walked into here with this new coaching staff. I think you've probably gleaned by now that these players see Ben Johnson as a detail-oriented coach, right? Mm-hmm. Been the constant theme of these last 2 months as they've gotten together. And so Cole, who's been on the receiving end of some detail-oriented criticism from Ben Johnson in the first few months, weighed in a little bit on what this looks like and how much it was needed or a fresh breath of fresh air at House Hall, that there is some of this detail-oriented demands coming from the coaching staff. Let's listen to Cole on that topic.
Well, I think it was needed. You know, it's hard. I can say, like, oh, I'm going to go work out by myself in the off season, and I can have a really good workout, like kick-ass workout. But if I don't have somebody there pushing me, like I have a partner to work out with and who's kind of calling me out on the things that I'm doing and kind of holding me accountable to making sure that, you know, that sixth rep of the squat is going, you know, at 90 degrees, you know, you're not cheating that last rep. I think, you know, Ben kind of brings that presence for us offensively and the rest of the coaching staff. And you've definitely felt that through this spring. And, you know, those are the things you need and need to be reminded of constantly. And I don't think anybody takes it personally. It's not a, you know, if he's yelling or screaming, like he wants what's best for the team. And he wants to win. And at the end of the day, that's all that we want as well.
So Grody, I just felt like that was another veteran's view on what this is. And he talks about Ben's presence. He talks about the demand for details. And really those two things combined to create the word that we talked about for 10 months, accountability, right? Like, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing to the highest level? Does that extra push help you do it to a higher level? You know, and so that's, I think, what's happening here.
Right. And I think that In Cole Kmet's case specifically, I mean, he was one of the guys up there at the podium last year hinting heavily to us that players, he wasn't necessarily ripping coaching last year, but practices were not good enough in a lot of cases, that details were not met, that it wasn't good enough. I mean, the parts obviously that we weren't seeing, we just get during the season, we just get a little flash of what they're doing in practice. So what we see is always seashells and balloons. But once it gets real, apparently there were some issues out there. So Cole should be embracing this just as much as anybody. I mean, the guy, look, you mentioned it earlier on the podcast. I remember gathering around with him, you and me and a few other reporters, and him just kind of joking about, you know, and with angst probably about how rough it has been since he's been a Chicago Bear, that he'd been seeing a lot of different things. So hopefully for his case, Cole Kmet, that this is the coach that holds players accountable. And the other part too here with Cole Kmet, I can understand where he's coming from, where of course, you know, we know that Cole Kmet is going to take care of Colson Love, and whatever he needs, Cole is going to provide.
Yeah. But I
think part of this too is Cole Kmet, even though he is in his sixth year already, which blows my mind because you just think of him as the kid from around here that we all know. Cole Kmet is still trying to ascend and trying to learn and to be better. Like, it's crazy that all of a sudden here we are and we're not putting the kid gloves on for Cole Kmet. There's another guy in town and his name is Colson Loveland.
Well, and Cole talked a little bit about that on Tuesday and saying, like, look, like I don't see myself as a mentor. Like, I'm still trying to learn things in my professional life that I don't see myself as a, you know, 30 something established Pro Bowler like Jimmy Graham was when Cole got in the building, that can say, hey, like my sole focus here is helping the young guy become a standout in the league. That's not where Cole's at. Cole's going to try to earn a third contract. He's going to try to become the best version of Cole that he can be, and he's going to be a resource for Colston, but I don't see this as the Case Keenum Caleb Williams relationship where it's like, hey, show that kid the ropes. You know, Cole's like, no, I gotta work on myself here. Back to the detail oriented nature of Ben for a second. Like Cole described it as an obsession, like almost an obsession. And I think if you use that adjective and you hear the things that we've heard about Ben Johnson, both from his previous stops and from the guys that have worked with him here at House Hall in recent months, is there is a little bit of an OCD nature to his demand for perfection. I think that's an important personality trait, but I also think you need to keep an eye on it, because like it may resonate in May and June and into July and August, but like you have to find the balance as a coach in hammering that stuff without hammering it in a way where guys are just like, this is nuts. You know, like this is nuts. How crazy perfectionist and detail oriented and harsh he can be on some of these things. I think it's really, really needed, as Cole said there. But again, there is a little bit of a high wire act to it as well.
Yeah, well, that's such a great point too, because again, I think Ben Johnson, one of the reasons he comes in from a Bears fan perspective, sort of heroically, is he could just come in here and do everything the opposite of the way it had been done in the previous regime. He knows, whether he's going to play dumb about it or not, he knows that there was issues with the coaching staff last year, obviously. Just look at the headlines. So he comes in here and he's going to be the guy. Look, that's what Flus was supposed to be. Matt Eberflus, as you might recall, was supposed to be the guy that was going to restore order.
And there's graded every practice rep, and there were more than one offseason and training camp and preseason game that we reacted to and said, you finally got a guy who's paying attention to every rep, right? Like, yes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It hits principle. And early on, Matt Eberflus would share with us like the issues and the hits principle and guys that are loafing and all that kind of stuff. Like, it was this fun thing. So now he comes in, Ben Johnson, and he could just do the opposite or pick up where Flus left off early on. So we'll see if it's sustainable. And yes, of course, if the players continue to look up. But at some point in time, you're going to have to trust these guys as adults and find the happy medium for sure. As of right now, Dan, J.K. Dobbins and Nick Chubb are not walking into Hallis Hall, into that running backs room. We know, Dan, because we were all over the draft, and we know, you and I know exactly what happened in the draft in terms of the guys that they had wanted, whether trading up in the first round or hanging around for Travion Henderson. They now had DeAndre Swift is their number one running back. He was at the podium yesterday. What did you find interesting hearing from who is right now the Bears running back one, DeAndre Swift?
First of all, I told my colleague at the Tribune, Sean Hammond, when we walked into House Hall yesterday, that I was probably on the top end of the list of people excited to hear about DeAndre Swift. And it's for two reasons. Number one, I find talking to him very refreshing. I think he's got a really low key, but professional delivery of how he goes about his business. And I just enjoy the conversations with DeAndre. I also think he's very low key, significant to the success of this season, right? Given the structure of that room as it stands now, given the Bears' public, you know, demand to have a better running game to support Caleb Williams, to start everything they do offensively with a reliable and consistent running attack, they're going to have to figure out a way to bring out the best of DeAndre Swift right away if he is still the number one back when we get to week one. Ben Johnson spent time with him in Detroit. There was one season they were together when Ben was calling the plays, and Swift in a number two running back role behind Jamal Williams averaged 5.5 yards per carry. He didn't average 5.5 yards per carry a year ago for the Bears. It was 3.8. That was a career low in his first five seasons. And so they've got to unlock something in DeAndre Swift that has previously been unlocked and maybe to some higher levels. Part of that, which the Bears coaching staff has talked about since they got here, is looking through DeAndre Swift's 2024 tape and seeing some opportunities. Ben called it back at the owners' meetings in March. He wants more dirty plays. Like when a two-yard run is okay at times. Mm-hmm. It's better than -4. So you don't always have to hunt your way out of the two-yard run looking for 9 yards and then losing 4 and then putting everything off schedule. So that's one thing with DeAndre Swift is more dirty plays. Just understand that 2 and 3 yards every once in a while is going to be applauded and acceptable for this offense. The other part is just understanding, again, when we go back to Ben being this detail-oriented stickler, they talk about running back tracks. And Eric Bieniemy is the perfect coach to coach us up. It's just like, this is the way the run is designed. Please commit to this and stay disciplined to it until you don't have to anymore, right? Like, and they want that hard out of DeAndre Swift. And so that's been something that has been echoed from the first meeting they've had with DeAndre Swift until yesterday. And I had a chance to ask DeAndre Swift about what that meant to him and this whole idea of staying on your tracks and understanding what that means to the running game.
Andrew, both Ben and Coach Bieniemy have talked about staying on the tracks for this running game. What does that mean to you when they talk about that within this particular running
game? The little stuff is big. Details, tracks, how Ben wants has got to be to a T. So that's the stuff that we're working on as not just running backs, as offense, like receiver splits, all the stuff that I hear him say in meetings. It's little stuff, but that's big things in this offense because it matters.
What are some of the things you do at this time of the year to get those really sharp?
Just honing on the tracks, like the ball handling, and be real intentional when you go out there and go to practice, like going there with a mindset of focusing on if you was a little bit wide the day before, focus on being tighter. Just little things like that. You're going each day trying to get better at something.
I know that DeAndre Swift can be a little bit of a polarizing figure to some Bears fans who were disappointed by his production in 2024. But when you talk about a guy that's going to be an instant buy-in guy to this coaching staff, to Ben and Eric Bieniemy, you've got him in DeAndre Swift. This is not a guy who comes with any sort of diva personality traits. It's tell me how I can get better. I'll put in the work to get better. And so that process has to occur right now in the spring. It's got to occur during training camp. And the Bears have to figure out what exactly his full potential is for 2025 and then try to work to let that fly. Because if they can establish a very, very consistently productive running game and DeAndre Swift can have the type of year that he had in Philly, that he had with Ben a couple of years ago, you're going to breathe a little bit easier and you're going to feel a little bit better about the support that Caleb has around him as well.
I like the idea that somebody like DeAndre Swift, and we could probably go through other players on the roster too, gets a redo essentially. Because when DeAndre Swift came in last year, I was excited about it. I wasn't like over the moon about it, but I said, this is a good product. This is a good running back with whom you can do all sorts of things. And I thought that we saw that during the OTAs and training camp last year, where it's like, okay, I see how they might use him. And then it just didn't go well. So I like the idea that he might be a little bit rejuvenated. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again about Ben Johnson. Guess what? He's his talented, well-paid coach who's going to have a lot of talented players, but you can't hit a home run at every position. And I put it on Ben Johnson. I put it on Ben Johnson to make DeAndre Swift better. I think that, and it's not just like a fun challenge. It's you have to. That you're the head, the well-paid head coach here, who's the mastermind, who's the genius, who's innovative, and all those things are worthy considering the resume. Guess what, Ben Johnson? Make sure that DeAndre Swift is good this year.
So tied into that, one of the things that Ben Johnson is doing to make sure that DeAndre Swift is good this year is bringing in a running backs coach who's very established and very respected and is going to grind on his players to do everything right. Right? Like, and to hear DeAndre say yesterday that Eric Bieniemy is exactly the type of coach that he wants to play for.
I love that.
Makes you feel encouraged, right? Like, he's not ducking it. He's not shying away from the harsh coaching. And so I bring that up because I've heard this from more than a few people that when you're looking for the underrated value of Ben Johnson's arrival, it's in the coaching staff that he assembled. That you have a group of grown-ass men who attack the day with their own type of purpose, right? And it's just solid. It's a very sturdy, solid assistant coaching staff. And whether it's Eric Bieniemy with the way he coaches, whether it's Antoine Randall with the Dan Wiederer endorsed juice that he brings to the practice field every day, like you've got guys that are carrying your message and making sure that it is delivered every day and every meeting and every position drill and every, you know, pre-practice stretch, right? Like just so that you're maximizing each day. I think Ben deserves credit for that out of the gates. And then we'll wait to see what the dividends of that type of stuff is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
couple more things to get through here on Take the North. DJ Moore spoke yesterday, and of course everybody wanted to know about his part in body language, because the head coach Ben Johnson was pretty succinct and pretty straightforward when it came to Caleb Williams, that he wants his body language to be better and the pre-snap stuff. And but he said that that goes to the rest of the team, including DJ Moore. And he had a famous play last year where he went out of bounds, and he admits that was a bad move on his part. That was bad body language, but that was about all he would fess up to. Yesterday he said that it happened. We had a talk about it. It's not going to happen again, because essentially DJ Moore doesn't want you and I on this podcast here talking about him anymore. He's not going to give that to us anymore.
Let's see. Eyes open during training camp, eyes open during the regular season in the first month.
If you see something, say something, Dan. Call me, text me, whatever, wherever I am on the field, Dan. Come let me know if you see something, say something to me.
This is one of those storylines that we have to revisit up the road, because I think it's very, very easy to establish standards like the Bears are doing right now and establish expectations. It's much harder to retain them, you know, and so you can get guys' attention early on and be like, we're not going to tolerate that BS. Stop with the body language. But then when it pops up in late August, what do you do about it? And that's what I want to see with some of the guys who are under the microscope. DJ is one of them. Caleb is certainly the one. Yeah. And there's still some moments, you know, Tuesday's practice. There's some throws that Caleb missed on a really windy day, and the body language isn't what it's supposed to be. And I'm curious, like, when does that get corrected during the day? When you get back in and you watch the film, you stop and say, hey, Caleb, look at this. Like, this is exactly what we're talking about. It can't be – the histrionics have to be over. You know, the minute that the ball hits the ground, it's over. So as it relates to DJ, like, we'll see how it all works. I'm really interested to see how he fits in this offense. He was moving around. He's been in the slot a little bit this spring. You hear from DJ and Ben about the idea that this is all just a trial and error, the guess and check phase of the program, as the kids would call it, where you're just trying to figure out what people can do and what they can't do. And then hopefully by the time we get to training camp, we understand what Ben wants to do with each one of these pieces on offense and how they fit. I think there's a patience testing process for these guys in being experimented with during the spring and being like, man, this isn't really comfortable. Okay. Hopefully the coaches realize that over time. That's part of this process of figuring out what you are and what you want to be.
Right. And I hope the players too, that even if it is uncomfortable, as you said, could it possibly be too much from Ben Johnson, that they just sort of grin and bear it at this point and be like, okay, if this is the way. And thank God Ben Johnson has credibility. That's the beautiful part about actually having a coach in here for once who actually people know about, and there's a resume. So when he says stuff that might seem awkward and like not pleasing, if I may use that word, that it's coming from a guy who has had success. Like, it sounds weird when it comes from Matt Eberflus and he's throwing hits principal and Jalen Johnson is backing up in training camp. It sounds weird from Matt Nagy, who, you know, had never been a head coach before. It sounds weird from Mark Trestman, from, well, maybe not John Fox, because he had done it, but you know what I mean? There's actually a resume to be dealt with here with Ben Johnson, and that's worth pointing out again.
Here's what I would do if I was Ben Johnson. Between now and week one, I would put the number 68 on a huge billboard somewhere in the lobby of Halas Hall and tell the Bears, this is the number of touchdowns the Detroit Lions offense scored last year, and this is the number of touchdowns the Chicago Bears offense scored the last two seasons combined. So this is why I'm on you guys.
Yeah, because this is what I do.
The gap that you're trying to close. This is where I'm successful. And oh, by the way, I'm just going to put a loop of those 68 touchdowns on one of the TVs there that is in the, you know, outside the cafeteria. Just anytime that you're feeling like I'm being too hard on you, watch this video. Watch Jahmyr Gibbs taking a lateral from Amon-Ra St. Brown and scoring. Watch Jameson Williams getting loose on a big play. Watch Jared Goff hitting Sam LaPorta, and understand that all of this stuff was built through detail, right? Like, and so this is my resume, right? Like, this is my resume, and this is what I'm trying to bring to you. Please follow along. And then if you still have 33 offensive touchdowns by the end of this regular season, then the questions about Ben's credibility will re-arise.
And then in very special cases, like if he's really having trouble getting guys to buy in, here's Jared Goff's number. You're a special case. Text him. He'll tell you all about me. And look what I have done with that guy right there. Dan, is there anything else from the practice that, yes, I missed, I was insubordinate, that I couldn't see with my own eyes, that you would like to share with us here on Take the North?
Tuesday was a bit of a ho-hum practice, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give you two names, really low-key under-the-radar names to keep tabs on. Number one is Nashawn Wright, who's a veteran defensive back who, because of some of the attrition that the Bears have had at that position in the spring, we haven't seen Jalen Johnson in team drills this week at minicamp. He was out for the OTA we watched last week. Nashawn Wright's been getting some run with the ones, and he's been making some plays with the ones. So if you're looking for a name to like, okay, let's see if this guy can make the roster and roll.
Yeah.
Nashawn Wright's clearly caught someone's attention there and is getting some run. The other one I'm going to give you is Ryan Bates. Where's Ryan Bates? Ryan Bates is another one of these guys who's been beat
still
up
here.
And he was beat up last year, and he's not really practicing, and he's hurt. And so we're talking all about, for good reason, the left tackle position and how, mandatory it is that the Bears figure that out as soon as possible. The depth on that offensive line is another thing to keep in your purview, I guess, right? Like, I don't know how deep they are right now at the offensive line, and we know the depth is going to be tested. And so I'm a little worried about offensive line depth right now, and Ryan Bates is at the center of that conversation, because I'm just not so sure how healthy he is, and it feels like that shoulder issue that bothered him through the summer and fall and winter of last year isn't quite going away.
Going to be available. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember how, God, that guy was so important to the Bears last year he was going to be the center, he was going to be the guard, and then he was just mostly injured last year. Look, really quick here, I know we got to get out of here, but what is that? Let's talk about that depth a little bit. You know, maybe Ryan Bates. We know that there's kind of, you know, You have to look at the participants, at least for that left tackle spot, where you've got Ozzie Trapillo, you've got Braxton Jones, so one of those guys, Karan Amagaji. So you've got a couple of guys right there who are depth. You do have Ryan Bates. You've got Luke Newman, who is supposedly the you know, he's a sixth round pick. So like please excuse me for acting like he's going to be a prominent piece of this, but in theory, he's your backup on the interior center guard spot. So that's what I got.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so you're going through that and you're going, okay, where do we go? Is Doug Kramer your center two? Is that center two? You know, how do you find the versatility with some of these other guys that can play center and guard? They've got some things to figure out. And that left tackle situation will be under the microscope, as you know, as soon as we get to training camp. I do think that Ben has been very praise filled for Ozzie Trapillo so far, but he's got some obstacles to get over to become a rookie starter in the month of September.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, it's like, because we are reporting that he's out there running with the ones at times, people sort of take that and go, oh, it looks like Ozzie Trapillo. Look, Ozzie Trapillo could very well be a starter, but to your point, it ain't because he's out there starting right now. This is just the different assortments that the head coach Ben Johnson is
like the last thing for me on that topic is, let's see Ozzie Trapillo take several one-on-one reps against Montez Sweat in August.
Yeah.
And then let's see how ready he is, right?
Amen. Like,
that's your test.
Hey man, look, you said it and I've said it. Look, he's second round pick, that type of guy should eventually be a starter. You should make the case that he should be a starter this year, but steps cannot be missed. And if he ain't it, he ain't it. We don't know if Karan Amagaji, a third round pick, is it from last year, and more is definitely expected. So much, much more to discuss here on Take the North. Dan, I got to get out to Hallis Hall. Are we good? Are we
good? Let's go. Yeah, okay. Let's roll. Let's get the car and meet out there.
We'll go. I'll see you out there on field 3 for our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, for my guy, Dan Wiederer. I am Mark Grody saying thank you so much for listening to and watching the mighty Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.